You were born again and all things passed away and the curse was broken over your life. The question is, when does creation get released from the curse? Because when Adam, it says for creation was subject to futility, not willingly. That word means it is vanity. It means that creation lost its sense of destiny and purpose. And it says not, it didn't do it willingly, but because him who subjected it. Who was that? Adam. Adam subjected the world to vanity, to worthlessness, if you will, when he sinned, that creation itself would be set free from slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. What am I saying? I'm saying that when Jesus died on the cross, he didn't just die, God so loved the world. He didn't just die for people, he died for the cosmos. He died for creation. He died for everything he created to be restored back to the glory. Do you understand that creation was, all of creation, Romans 1, it says God's invisible attributes, his eternal power, and his divine nature are clearly seen in what God made. How many understand that all creation speaks of the glory of God? But corruption came into creation when Adam sinned. And creation is waiting to be released from corruption. You got your born-again experience when you received Christ. Creation's waiting for its born-again experience. You became a new creation when you received Christ, and it's waiting for its new heaven and new earth experience. And when does it receive it? It says it's groaning. It's the birth pains. Jesus talked about earthquakes being birth pains. How many of you understand that the earth is trying to release the glorious the sons of God into glory? Not into heaven, into glory. In other words, as soon as you realize that you were born not to be a slave, but to be a son, and you're released from slavery, from fear of slavery, you're released from slavery to fear into the glory of the children of God. In other words, you used to live in the fear and fear because you were a slave to sin. Now, not only are you not a slave to sin, but now you're a child of God and an heir of Christ Jesus. The earth is still a slave, and the earth is trying to be. See, you got released from slavery, and now the earth is trying to get released from slavery. And how does it get released? It gets released when you come in to your purpose, which is to be the glorious children of God. You are made in his image and in his likeness. So, listen, when God created the earth originally, it was formless and void. And in the book of Ezekiel, the devil says, I'm going to be like God. I'm going to rise up into the Most High, among the Most High, in the council of the Most High, and I will be like God. And God goes, no, you won't. I'm going to thrust you down to the earth. And the Lord takes the Satan, who was once called Lucifer, and he, light bearer.